A great year in 2009 and a better one in 2010? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. There aren't many segments of aviation that would call 2009 a great year, but the airshow industry is one. The leading theory is that, like movies, airshows look like a great entertainment value to families trying to cut expenses in a recession. At the recent International Council of Airshows convention in Las Vegas, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell had the chance to talk about this phenomenon with ICAS President John Cudahy. The interview was featured last week on Aero TV in edited form. Today and tomorrow, we'll present the entire conversation in audio-only form.
John, first thing, obviously, 2009, I wouldn't say it's been a huge surprise, but it has to be somewhat surprising that the airshow industry, despite the world around it, not only has persevered, but it seems to be, well, can we say thriving?
Yeah, I think you can. And it wasn't totally a surprise. We saw some things at the end of the 08 season as the economy really began to tank. Some of the October and November shows did very well. So we spent some time over the winter thinking, well, is this an opportunity for us? The economic problems for the country have been horrible, but even the darkest cloud has some kind of silver lining, and we thought that that might happen. The early returns in April, March, April, May were very strong. We turned that into a national public relations program that did some good, but I don't want to undervalue the fact that it wasn't spin. It was genuinely good news. We didn't say that there was increased attendance at all air shows. There was increased attendance at all our shows, and that's great news for the industry. And I think, hopefully, the start of a recovery for all of aviation.
Well, we can actually get positive press out of USA Today. You know you're doing something right.
That's right. And not just USA Today, but CBS News and Los Angeles Times and a number of national media outlets were saying good things about aviation. And I think that's where air shows can be useful. It is where much of the public has their first exposure to general aviation. And I think we can leverage that on behalf of the whole aviation community.
Besides, Sean on Oprah?
Yeah, that was fun. It was apparently it was in the works for a number of months, but it was fun to see him, and he did a great job.
Well, Sean does well with anything he puts his mind to. He's just one of those personalities that has no concept of failure because he doesn't allow it.
Yeah, exactly. And he really is kind of personifies what is great about many aspects of the air show. We're at the ICAST convention today, and we had our keynote speaker, and he talked about the good that air shows can do to sort of tell people how far they can reach if they work at it and they focus. And somebody like Sean is really a living, breathing example of that.
Let's take on that moment. General aviation this year has not had a good time. We've gotten some awful press, general aviation and business aviation, where we're literally fighting for our right to exist when obviously there's a lot of naysayers out there who don't like anything that even smells of success or smells of progress, or the kind of progress that is brought forward by general aviation and business aviation. But the airshow industry just serves as this unimpeachable goodwill ambassador to the rest of the world about how exciting and professional aviation is. How might we be able to expand on that to maybe improve our lot across the entire spectrum of the industry?
That's something we're going to be working on over the winter. It is as obvious to some of us in the airshow industry as it is to you, and that is that we reach out to 10 or 12 million people a year. Those people vote, and those people write letters to editors, and we think that we can leverage all the good times and the support of aviation that they demonstrate by coming to air shows into something more substantive to support the entire GA community. It won't take a lot. We've seen this with other things that involve our spectators. A little nudge in the right direction, and we can get that kind of support, and we're going to focus on that over the winter.
You have put just extraordinary efforts and unending efforts into the safety of the airshow environment, and with a business that is constantly innovating itself and changing and so forth, that just requires phenomenal efforts on your part to keep up with what's out there right now. How do you evaluate your role at this point in keeping air shows and the profession safe, and what changes are you seeing?
Well, one of the things we, as you know, we committed ourselves to trying to change the culture of safety in the airshow industry a couple of years ago at this convention. And one of the things that we've learned as we as an industry, as an association, learn about safety, we're learning how much we don't know. And so as recently as 3 or 4 years ago, I might have said that the work we've done had a big impact on safety. But I now know enough about safety, and we now know enough about safety to know that it's too early to tell. We've seen a pretty dramatic decrease in the number of fatal accidents in our business, and we're very happy about that. But it's too early to tell if that is a product of what we've been doing or if it is a statistical anomaly. What we do know is if we keep doing the kinds of things we're doing, like introducing safety management systems into the air show industry and making sure that safety concerns are top of mind awareness, not just for our pilots, but for our event organizer, our ground support personnel, that we will see the needle move in the way that we want. And then, of course, the challenge becomes in maintaining that focus over a long period of time. The industry has been incredibly receptive to it. We had some naysayers who were concerned that it was going to be sort of a regulatory reaction to changing the culture of airshow safety. But what they've discovered is that there are things we can do that don't necessarily tie their hands or restrict their flexibility. And it's been really a win-win all the way around. Our members have been extremely supportive and appreciative, really, of the initiative. And our course is set for at least the next 5 or 6 years. It's all positive things. And if we can maintain the kind of accident rate that we've had over the last couple of years, at some point in the not-too-distant future, I'll be able to say, declare it, yes, a success. But we're not sure right now.
More with ANN's Jim Campbell and ICAST President John Cudahy in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with John Cudahy, president of the International Council of Airshows. The airshow industry in North America leads the world in event safety. Is there any way we can spread that success?
As safe as the North American industry has proven itself to be, there are still some blemishes on the international scene. Are you getting the outreach from the international airshow community in regards to the programs you're undertaking in order to duplicate some of your successes and lessons overseas?
A little bit. Like the United States, the European and the rest of the airshow industry and the rest of the world has had its fair share of accidents. They are taking some of their own steps to address their accident rate, and we have begun a dialogue that was didn't exist just a couple of years ago. Their regulatory environment is fundamentally different than ours, and so we operate in a slightly different environment. But certainly we're learning from them, and they're learning from us, I think, and that part of the equation is only going to increase as time goes by.
How's the relationship these days with the FAA and so forth, and related agencies, NTSB, Canada's Ministry of Transport, and so forth?
Very good. NTSB has actually a designated person here at the convention who is going to be their lead on airshow-related issues, and we identified that as a critical part of implementing SMS in the business is to formalize a relationship with the NTSB. A relationship with the FAA has always been strong and is strong right now. What we took steps this fall to reach out to the air traffic control people. There are some issues related to TFRs and radio frequencies that have a pretty strong impact on safety at air shows, and we met with the highest levels of FAA management on exactly those issues. They were extraordinarily receptive to becoming involved. In fact, we're having a pretty significant delegation of ATC people from the FAA here this week.
They have to deal with a lot. We were joking a little while ago with Art Knowles about talking to Center when he's traveling around and trying to explain the concept of an experimental Harrier.
Yeah. Well, the good news, I guess the good news is that it's only Art that has to go through that because he is, after all, pretty unique.
Indeed. When you look back at 2009, what were the high points? What were the low points? What are the things that surprised you? Any particular lessons or anything that just really got your attention from the year?
Yeah. Well, though we did not have any accidents at air shows, we did have some practice accidents. And any time you lose a friend and a member of the air show industry, that's a tragedy. What we learned from that, I think, is that promoting and protecting safety simply at the air shows only gets at a part of the problem. If we're doing what we should be doing, we're practicing a lot. And those practices can be every bit as dangerous as air shows. So we want to focus on that as well. And we're taking a look at the causes behind those accidents and if there's anything we can do to mitigate that risk. Highlights really are pretty numerous. When we started hearing reports of shows with 30 and 40% more attendance than they've ever had, we knew that we were potentially going to have a big year. But some of the media coverage, USA Today, CNN, LA Times, CBS, Oprah Winfrey Show, for goodness sake, that tells me that our industry is gaining some foothold with the media that it didn't have before. I think there is undeserved, but a longstanding reputation in our business that we're kind of aviation carnies, and nothing could be further from the truth. Our guys are true professionals, and there has been some movement this year that would suggest that the media is starting to understand that. And next year, and the year after that is. There's some breathtaking possibilities. There's a feature-length motion picture about air shows that's in the works. We've got the Centennial of Naval Aviation Celebration in 2011. 2010 will be the 100th anniversary of air shows in North America, and we think that all of that together is going to generate additional interest in air shows and really drive both attendance and media attention to our business, and obviously that's just good.
In part two tomorrow, maintaining the industry gains made in 2009. John Cudahy is the president of the International Council of Air Shows. Find out more at www.airshows.aero. Jim Campbell is CEO and editor-in-chief of Aero News Network. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.